It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, do we have your attention now after Game 2 of the NBA Finals? Come on in, stay a while. Reggie Miller will stop by a little bit later on. The Heat steal Game 2. The series tied at a game apiece. Game 3 will be on Wednesday. Who do you think is favored Game 3 Wednesday night in Miami, according to DraftKings? Todd, I'll start with you.
I'm going to say Nuggets 3.5.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
Say Heat 3.5.
All right. Marv.
Miami 2.5.
Paulie.
Oh, man. Nuggets 2.5.
Nuggets 2 point favorites right now. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. I had people asking me this yesterday prior to the game. A couple of my friends. Think it's going to be a sweep? And I go, no. Are you sure? Certainly sounded like that after game one. I go, it's game one. They have to play a whole new game. They don't just pick up where they left off after game one. Game two, Miami had shots, made shots. They were more aggressive. There's no real mystery to the recipe here. Be aggressive, get to the free throw line, and make your open shots. And they did that last night. They were more aggressive, and they got the win. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Got a play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. In fact, what do we have, Seton, poll question-wise?
Well, Dan, we can start actually by going back to Friday's poll question.
Alrighty.
After Thursday night's game, Nuggets Heat series is more likely to sweep or go seven. Do you want to guess what those results were?
I thought it was sweep. 70%?
Oh, 80%.
Oh, 80%.
80% sweep, yeah.
Okay.
Dangerang.
All right.
How about we could just go with who would you bet on to win the series now, Heat or Nuggets?
Who would you bet on? I'd still bet on Denver, but look, the more you watch Miami, the more you realize that Jimmy Butler's philosophy is what leads them whenever they go into the series, whenever they're down, whenever people doubt. Here's Jimmy Butler after last night.
I just think nobody cares on our team. We're not worried about what anybody thinks. We're so focused in on what we do well and who we are as a group that at the end of the day, that's what we fall back on. Make or miss shots, we're going to be who we are because we're not worried about anybody else. It's how it's been all year long, and that's not going to change. So that's what I think it is. I think it's the I don't give a damn factor.
This program brought to you by the great folks at Mercedes. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves that it's easy to come in and take a test drive. Takes no time at all to set it up. Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at MBUSA.com. There's also the thought, and we brought this up, Bam Adebayo, the Miami Heat center, brought it up, that you have to limit Joker and his ability to be able to set up his teammates. He had 4 assists last night. Now, if they make the shots, he has 12 assists. Then this might be a moot point. But the fact that he put up 41, they lost, and he wasn't able to get everybody else involved. Well, here is the question from Ramona Shelburne of the Mothership to the Miami Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra.
This is probably oversimplifying things, but sometimes when teams play against Jokic, you turn him into a scorer, you turn him into a passer, and he controls the game. He only had four assists tonight.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You know, it's just that's the untrained eye that says something like that. This guy's an incredible player. Twice in two seasons, he's been the best player on this planet. You can't just say, oh, make him a scorer. That's not how they play. They have so many different actions that just get you compromised. We have to focus on what we do. You know, we try to do things the hard way, and he requires you to do many things the hard way. And he has our full respect. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, what's he bothered about?
Was she disrespectful?
Yeah, I don't think there was anything disrespectful. She basically saying, look, I'm going to oversimplify this. And then he basically stops her in her tracks. Bam Adebayo said that, you know, basically that when the series started, that he, if he's a scorer and not a facilitator, that's what we have to kind of push him into. You know, I'm kind of surprised that Spoelstra is unnerved by that. Yeah, Seton.
At what point did Ramona say in there that he's not a good player?
Yeah, Paul.
I think I'm trying to see any way Spoelstra could be bothered. Coaches don't like to take jabs or give any bulletin board. I wonder if he thought that by going along with Ramona Shelburne's questioning, he would have been somehow saying, yeah, we want Jokic to be the scorer because then we know we'll win. We have a better chance of winning. And that would somehow demean him. I think that's what he was being defensive about.
Well, I can only give this to you from firsthand experience when if you try to act like you know as much or more than the coach does, the coach has a real problem with that. That happened with me when Pat Riley was the head coach of the Knicks, and I asked a question, and he shot me down in front of all the reporters because I was acting like I knew basketball. And I think that's what it is. You know, the untrained eye is what he's saying. So he's saying, I'm coaching, you're watching.
Oh, you figured it out too then. Yeah. Oh, okay, got it.
Yes, Todd.
You could also use words like, I know in the moment you can't edit yourself, but that type of narrative or those who suggest that, so it doesn't sound so personal, so it's Ramona. I think there's a way to get into that without it sounding like he's, you know, attacking her specifically.
Just give me your question. I don't think she's suggesting, and she's saying oversimplify.
This is probably oversimplifying things, but sometimes when teams play against Jokic, you turn him into a scorer, you turn him into a passer, and he controls the game. He only had four assists tonight.
Okay. That's not outlandish. People have talked about this. One of his own players spoke about this, that you want to make sure. And it felt like when Miami built up a lead, then Joker said, I don't want this to get out of hand, and he started scoring. I think what the Miami Heat did is they guarded the other guys. They didn't try to give help to Bam guarding Jokic. I think that's really what it came down to. And they didn't make their shots. Now, if they knock those shots down and he ends up with 12 assists, then Miami's down 0-2 going back home. They didn't make those shots. It's not like Jokic wasn't trying to be a facilitator. They just didn't make their shots. And he did. And he took a lot of shots. Miami hit their threes. They were far more aggressive, and they went through the free throw line. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, not to oversimplify this, because I don't want to get verbally spanked by a coach in the process, but hey, Miami, be aggressive and get to the hoop. We talked about that after game one. If you're going to shoot two free throws, you know what that tells me? You're shooting threes. Get to the hoop. Get some fouls. They went 18 of 20 from the line, and they made their shots. And they were more aggressive. That's it. And now Denver, who's favored in game three, what adjustments do you make? You know what the adjustments? How about you make your shots? That's all. It's a great philosophy. You don't need to be a great coach to go, you know what, guys? We need to make our shots. Okay, coach, let's go. That's all that this is. Be more aggressive. Get after loose balls. And realize that you're in for a fight here. This is going six, maybe seven games. But, you know, don't. We were talking about how this offense, this Denver offense, is one of the greatest offenses of all time. Well, it's great when it works. Just like any other offense, it's great when it works. And when it doesn't, then you got to give credit to Miami. And this is Eric Spoelstra doing the right things, pressing the right buttons. Jimmy Butler didn't play well. Bam Adebayo played well. Bam Adebayo, to me, is the key. If Miami wins this, it'll be because he keeps pressure on the Joker. Offensively and defensively, do the best you can defensively, but offensively, you have to make him pay. Make your shots when you have open looks, because after game one, I said, don't be fooled by this. Miami had open looks, they just didn't make them. And if they continue to make them, Miami is going to stretch this out. But game three, let's see how Denver responds now as a two-point favorite. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. We say good morning. Those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, download the app if you haven't done so. Also, our radio affiliates, Chat Row as well, and we'll get to your phone calls as we always do every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you like, you didn't like. Game two, Stanley Cup final. Golden Knights taking game one, 5-2. And thank you, Marvin. Thank you. As if we needed the sound effect to let people get the feel.
Every time we mention hockey, we have to play that.
Yeah. Whenever I say Stanley Cup final, yeah, it's automatic. Yes. A voice recognition there. Yes, Todd.
It was exciting for a while. The Panthers scored a goal to tie it at 2 with 10 seconds left in the second period, and then it was all Knights with 3 goals in the third.
Thank you, Todd.
There's your 5 good seconds.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you. Yes, Paul.
Do they leave the horn longer when it's a third period goal? Do you notice that? Like, does the horn guy, it seems like the horn guy has control over the length of the horn after a goal. Because sometimes in the first period, it's horn, maybe 3 seconds and out. Hmm. But if it's a third period, I've noticed some places where it's a big goal, game tying game, you take the game, they let it play out. These are my hockey questions.
Let's ride the horn a little longer on this one. It's a bigger goal.
Ride the horn. Isn't that the
Panther? Tommy. Yeah. Hey, Tommy, got to ride the horn a little
ride
bit
the horn
here.
On this one.
All righty.
Isn't that the light the beam, ride the horn?
Ride the horn. Ride the horn.
We just came down. We were down 4-1. Now
come on.
We just tied it up 4-4. Ride the horn.
Come on, Tommy. Yeah, damn, all right. Man. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Seton, do we have a poll question today?
Yeah, we were just talking about it, Dan. Who were you more likely to, who would you bet on to win the series now?
Okay. All right.
That's the one we're going with.
Okay. Who's going with the Heat now? Anybody going with the Heat? No?
I feel like I did the Nuggets before, so I'll take the Heat now.
All right. Reggie Miller has one. That didn't take long.
Smart.
Yeah, I'll take the Heat now. Right. Yeah, sure.
Reggie Miller has the Heat winning in 6. Yes, Todd?
When is trying to motivate your team publicly a detriment? Like, if you're a player on the Nuggets, do you need Michael Malone to say publicly they outworked us and, you know, like basically almost like they wanted it more down the stretch? What does that really do to a player? Do you need to hear that?
He did say this after the game.
And I asked the team, you guys tell me why we lost. And they knew the answer. Miami came in here and outworked us, and we were by far our least disciplined game of these 16 or 17 playoff games, whatever it is now. If we're going to try to go down there and regain control of this series and get home court advantage back, we're going to have to outwork Miami, which we didn't do tonight, and our discipline is going to have to be off the charts.
Okay. He asked them what they didn't do, why they lost, and they told him. They weren't as disciplined. They weren't as hungry. They didn't want it as bad. When did you realize that they weren't disciplined? And who's responsible for their discipline?
Let's just not work as hard tonight. And
guys, slow down. You're working too hard. Let's save it.
If we can win at home 75% of work ethic, let's just try that. See what happens.
Yeah. Let's see if we can coast tonight. All right. Ready, break. Yes, Todd.
Is Julius Randle now an assistant coach of the Nuggets that we weren't aware of about wanting it enough?
Yes, Paul.
I'm going to call out Fritzy for calling out Michael Malone, because Fritzy called out Michael Malone for calling out his team. But Michael Malone says the team called out itself.
Hold on.
I cleared that up.
So you're calling out Fritzy for calling out the head coach who called out his team.
Yeah, because I'm saying he didn't call out his team. He asked his team what the problem was, and they told him what the problem was, and then he's just reiterating the problem.
But then he reiterated the problem publicly, therefore he called out his team.
He's alerting us of the self-call-out of the Nuggets
vis-a-vis
by themselves, whilst playing. Yeah. Back to you.
Yeah, he did call him out. He didn't have to say that in the press conference. He could have said, hey, what I tell them stays in the locker room. That's it.
We're going to keep that between us.
I love the fact that nothing is kept between anybody in the locker room anymore. As soon as it's said, somebody will tell somebody and it's already out. You don't even have to get to a press conference. Yes, Paulie.
I think that would bother me the most as an athlete. If the coach went out there, I think Fritzy's got a point, though. If a coach comes out there, and I just played 47 minutes, I'm sweating, and the coach played no minutes, you know, our team really didn't give their full effort tonight. You could say we didn't hit our shots, or we didn't execute the trap well, or we didn't jump out on screens. But if you say we didn't give our full effort, I'd be like, man, hold on a second.
I don't know what that means, that we weren't hustling.
Everybody, like all 12?
Like, tell me who wasn't hustling, Coach. Could you call out your team now? Who wasn't hustling? Who didn't want it bad enough? Yes, Eden.
I don't know. I think that there are times, though, where it looks like people are playing slower or less hard than they do in other games.
But this is the NBA final.
Yeah, I know.
You would think.
But sometimes, like, you fight a little harder through a screen, or sometimes that screen just gets you. I don't know. I don't know that everybody out there can honestly say, like, I gave 100% of my maximum effort. It might have been your 100% that night, but your 100% was lower than it was other nights.
Okay. But you can give 110%, though, in some games,
that
right?
That does not exist, no.
Yeah, I don't know.
In sports, it does.
I don't think you can give 110. Can you give 110% in life? Because it feels like it's only in sports that you can give 110%.
No, I actually saw one of my daughter's report cards, and in gym, she got 102% on a report card.
Okay, well,
extra credit points.
That's 102%.
Right. She can't get 110.
Not 110%.
She gave 110 to get 102. But then she missed class.
She actually didn't give full effort then, because she missed 8 percentage points of effort.
So she did not.
She actually did not
she
give.
She disappointed.
Up. Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
She could be called out, I would think.
I'm going to call her up right now.
Are you guys giving 110% today?
110?
Yes.
It is a Monday. Got to kind of gradually boost your way up to that 110%.
No.
Every hour, every minute is the Super Bowl. Though.
What if we said we're giving 100%? Is that not enough?
It's okay.
Wouldn't you be disappointed in this, though?
A little bit.
Like, this is your max effort?
Yeah.
This is 100% of what you have to
offer?
Well,
plus, if I saw that was your 100%, I'd be disappointed. But, I mean, like, I'd rather know that you guys weren't giving 100% where I go,
I'm about 54 right now.
You know, one of these days, these guys are going to give 100%. In the meantime, give them 54%. Let's take a break.
That's not nice.
Thank you, Todd. Best and worst of the weekend coming up. We'll get to your phone calls. Got a poll question. All of that good stuff on the way back after this. Traeger Grill's on fire this year in a most delicious way. They've recently launched the all-new elevated Ironwood Grill. And I'm excited to announce the latest innovation, the Traeger Flat Rock Flat Top Grill. This will change your life. And it'll make you a better chef in the backyard. Because three separate cooking zones all on one Traeger. That's it. You can cook a variety of foods at different temperatures all at once on the same surface. It also has the flame lock construction, meaning it locks in the heat, blocks out wind, ensuring that your temperatures stay exactly where you want them. And first gas-powered grill in the Traeger lineup. I cook a roast over the weekend. Well, basically you set it and forget it, put it on the Traeger, went for 8 hours, and then you take it off, and all of a sudden, it just falls apart right there in front of you. Traeger, they've got all the great answers for you this summer. Get your Flat Rock today, Traeger.com, and remember, use the promo code DPSHOW at checkout. Free shipping. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio, and you can find us on the iHeartRadio app, at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out... F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. Not this family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. We'll get to your phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. We start with Buddha in San Francisco. Good morning, Buddha. What's on your mind today?
Lay on the horn, Tommy. That made me spit on my coffee. Best of the worst of the weekend, Dan. Best Oslo's finest, Victor Hovland, Dan, pulling out the memorial. He's been in the last few tournaments, Dan, and he seems like a good-ass dude. I was stoked to see him do that yesterday with Jack on hand. And the bester, Dan, was congratulations to Miami for not getting swept. Let the Denver disrespect begin. And, you know, Coach Spoel was he's the sixth man of the playoffs, Dan. You know, he did all the rotations, adjustments, timeouts. He was on point. He played well, so... You guys have a wonderful week.
All right. Thank you, Buddha. If Miami wins, maybe Eric Spoelstra gets some MVP votes. I don't know. Has a coach ever gotten an MVP vote, like a write-in vote there? I'd be curious about that. I wish we were more creative, or we could be more creative with postseason honors, because I go back to when Denver played Green Bay in the Super Bowl, and Terrell Davis was wonderful, and I thought the offensive line for the Broncos won the Super Bowl. Because they dominated Green Bay's up front, or their defensive line. They did a wonderful job. Well, you can't split up a Chevy truck or whatever the MVP is, but it would be great if you honored a group of people, or a couple of people. And that was one of those that really stood out, where it was like that person or those people did something really incredible that night. Yeah, Morb.
Same thing with the defensive line in the Super Bowl for the Giants against the Patriots.
Yes.
Probably same thing for them.
Yes, yes. You could have given that to the entire defensive line. The pressure that they put on Tom Brady. The reason why they won is because that defense, the pressure they put on Tom Brady. Absolutely. All right, Seth in West Virginia. Hi, Seth. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Best and worst of the weekend. My worst first is my West Virginia Mountaineers getting knocked out of the NCAA baseball tournament. Mm-hmm. But my best is, like you, Dan, I also celebrated an anniversary this weekend on Saturday. Me and my wife of 6 years. And I wanted to get a little request from Fritzy, if possible, as a gift. Mm. My wife loves it when Fritzy does the Bruce Springsteen impression.
All right. What's your wife's name, Seth?
Courtney.
Okay. Courtney, happy anniversary. Fritzy, would you give Courtney a little taste of Bruce Springsteen?
Hey, Courtney, congratulations. Well, all right. He's going to have a lot more years of happiness. Woo-hoo. Bring it home now. Right. 4 more years till 10.
Okay. Thank you, Todd. Thank you.
Pretty good off the cuff.
Todd and I celebrated our 21st anniversary.
On Saturday.
Yeah. What did you guys do on Saturday?
You know what? It was something special that I like to keep between us. Well, I don't have to tell everybody everything. Right, Todd?
That's true. I'd be a little embarrassed if you started getting into the details. What the heck is that supposed to be?
I have no idea.
I'm blushing here.
I sent Fritzy 20 ones. So the number one, and then I did it 20 times. And then Fritzy said, why only 20? And I go, well, if you take 20 ones, it's 21. And
I'm usually good with numerology and math kind of things.
Yeah, but I thought that it was creative enough that it would pique your interest that I thought about you. So I put one 20 times, and it was 20 ones.
20 ones.
Yeah.
And the bouquet of flowers was a nice touch with the candies, which I appreciate.
Yes, yes.
You didn't have to do that.
I know. Josh in Washington. Hey, Josh.
Morning, Dan. Congrats on the anniversary.
Thank you.
Good God.
All right. So, best and worst of the weekend. Oh, by the way, sorry, 6'2", 180. Mm-hmm. Best and worst of the weekend. My best was graduating high school on Saturday.
All right. How about that for Josh?
23.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
thank
we
you.
Didn't think you'd graduate, but you did.
You did it.
I didn't think I would either, but I appreciate that, Dan.
Okay.
And then worst of the weekend, unfortunately, I couldn't make it to, you know, all my friends' graduation, so I couldn't really share as much moments as I wish I could. But, hey, man, you know, got to start fresh, got to start new. So that's probably the worst. And I missed the ending of the game last night, so that's kind of unfortunate. But yeah. So
right.
This weekend.
Thank you, Josh. Hopefully you get a phone for graduation. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
What up, though? One time for Chat Row, two times for my back home bros. Listen, man, this weekend was awesome. My best of the weekend is going to be the Detroit Grand Prix returning back to downtown Detroit. They were on Belle Isle, which was nice before, but now they're back between the building. Chevy put on a heck of an event. It was really, really nice down through there, Dan. Also, this NBA final has just been rocking, man. I mean, I'm looking at it like this. People were saying the same thing about the Detroit Pistons 19 years ago. Don't have a chance, this, that, and the other. But the one thing that I love is when the Heat play together as a cohesive unit, they come out on top. When old boys ball, because it seems like the first game, they were just going through the motions. Seems like they were tired. They weren't chasing down balls. That defense stepped up, and they get their role players involved. You never know who's going to kill you night to night. That's what makes them so good.
Thank you, Jeff. You know, when they talk about a team being cohesive, it certainly helps when you make your shots. Yeah. That makes you cohesive. We can be a cohesive bunch. I can take myself and the Danettes. We can be cohesive. Doesn't mean we're going to be any good. When you make your shots, that's when you're quote-unquote cohesive or you have chemistry. When you take it to the hoop, these are all things that they teach you in basketball a long time ago. Be aggressive. Take it to the hoop. Get some fouls called. And then Miami's up, and then they keep shooting threes. And so you let Denver back in with 4 minutes to go. Take it to the hoop. Continue to put pressure on them. Shooting a three? I keep yelling at the TV, and you know what? No one ever talks back to me. They never go, Dan, we hear you. I'm waiting for, you know, Eric Spoelstra. Just call a timeout and turn to the camera and go, Dan, I hear you. I want them to go to the hoop. I need you to go to the hoop.
Because it's not complicated.
It's not.
It's not hard.
Get to the hoop. We make it complicated.
God, it drives me crazy.
Adebayo's the one guy, though. I don't think he takes many threes at all. I don't think he took one
yesterday.
I don't
want him taking anything.
But that's the thing about him. He doesn't. He's always like, let's pressure it. Let's go to the hole. I'm going to try to get banged up.
Well, he has to because he can't shoot. He needs to be going to the hoop, put pressure on Joker. They all do. And Jimmy Butler didn't play well. Yes, Marv.
I think Bam shoots a little bit better than I thought he did. That little mid-range jumper.
Yeah.
He puts a little bit of pressure on Jokic, not Joker.
15 feet, that's about the max I want for him right now. But he's a good passer, and you know he's quicker than Joker, and put pressure on him. Yes, Paul.
My guy came through last night, Michael Porter Jr., with a nice 5.6 rebound game, which I told you is his M.O. He'll have like three nice ones and then the old five-point game.
Michael Porter Jr. the third.
Embarrassing Michael Porter.
Jeff Green plays for the Nuggets. And, well, here's the question to Jeff Green after the loss.
Are you perplexed that at this stage of the season that that's even a talking point?
Yeah. I mean, it's the finals, man. Like, our energy has to be better. We can't come out like we did, and, you know, we have to be better.
Okay, so they didn't have the energy last night. Did they want it bad enough? How badly did they want it? What if they won it? Could they say, you know what, we won it, and we didn't even have our best energy? You know? Like, you know what, I got to save it for Miami, that nightlife. I need a little more energy. They call it the Miami flu for a reason. James in Virginia. We're playing all the hits today. Hi, James.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, brother. Happy Monday, DP Danette. Salute the Commanders, man. What an NBA Finals, man. I'm glad to see that Miami held out. I thought Denver was going to come back. The Joker, man, he doesn't disappoint. 41 points. Man, it's going to be exciting going forward. But if I can, I just want to shout out a few people, man. One, Tyreek Hill coming to the Seven Cities, Hampton Roads, bringing the Tyreek Hill Foundation and football camp to Hampton Roads, partnering with the Hampton Roads Girls Club. Always good to see people doing charities. And speaking of charities, my local 822 Tuesdays put on a charity golf tournament this past weekend. It was a great event. Thank you to our president, J-Dub, James Wright.
Oh, J-Dub, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, James. James.
You just got played off with the music there.
Come on.
That was my best of the weekend.
Yeah. We were all going to go with that same one.
Shout out Katie coming through with the catering.
Yeah.
As always,
yeah.
She's the best.
Tommy brought the beers. We appreciate that.
Lucy, macaroni salad, fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. We appreciate that.
We had a potluck after. That was just
yeah, great. We had a 50-50 raffle. Yeah, thanks. Jimmy Lipper.
J-Dub.
The items he donated. J-Dub. Shout out J-Dub. My God. James in Virginia.
So, the problem is now the next side, James is going to call next week and be like, hey, just before I get to my call, fellas, I just want to apologize last week for going on too long.
Talking about J-Dub.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just... Tyreek Hill. Game three on Wednesday night, by the way. Hopefully Denver is going to bring their best effort there. At what point will Michael Malone know that his Denver Nuggets are bringing their best effort there?
He should have told them before game two. Yeah. Really try tonight, guys.
Yes.
Pack it in your carry-on.
Guys, come on. Put it in the overhead bin. I want your best effort brought to Miami. Yes, Mark.
When he sees them at shoot-around Wednesday morning.
No.
Oh. How's Club Live on Tuesday night?
Whoa. Is that the club?
Yeah, that's why I'm hearing rap songs.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Club Live.
Okay.
That's what I'm hearing.
Okay, of course you are. Yes, Todd.
Malone kind of turned into Jimmy Jimerson a little bit. He goes, this is the NBA Finals we're talking about here. The NBA Finals.
I don't think these guys realize that.
We're talking about the Miami Heat here.
When are you going to give me a full effort if not the NBA Finals? That's what we're talking about.
We're talking about a best of seven series here. That's.
Do we have a pivotal game three?
Yeah.
Let's go.
By definition.
Yes. Pivotal.
This is pivotal.
What if Miami wins?
Dun, dun, dun.
What if Denver wins?
Or other.
Or
there's a draw.
Yes, Paul.
Marvin was talking about players go out in Miami. Do pro athletes, like football players, do they still have bed checks like that we heard about in the old days? Like where a guy on the team, like there's a guy from the Denver Nuggets, there's a kid on the team, quality control coach who walks around and knocks on the doors and makes them open it up at 10:30 before the game? Or is that like old school from the 70s type stuff?
Bed check. Think? Yes, I'm here.
I don't believe they do that. I don't believe there is a bed check. I think you get, if you get busted in the lobby, it, you know, by your own stupidity, you get busted.
I'd probably have a bed check for the Memphis Grizzlies, but I don't know about the Miami Heat. Did they have bed check in the bubble?
You know, I think they did.
Did they?
I really think they did. Yeah.
But they're always in the room. You know exactly where they
are. But people were in the import-export business
right.
in the bubble.
That was similar to like when you're in a dorm room.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, Todd?
Does a teammate rat out another teammate that he doesn't particularly like? Hey, coach, you may want to check out room 528. I'm not saying anything, but I know we're all supposed to be in our rooms at 528. Go ahead.
Yeah, but he's in his room.
There's some strange noises coming out of room 528. Go take a look.
Tad in Portland. Hi, Tad. What's on your mind today?
Dan, good morning. How are you?
Oh, spectacular, Tad. Yes.
Lovely. Hey, my best of the weekend was, frankly, the sun was shining in Portland, Oregon over the weekend, which is a rarity.
How about that? Sunshine in Portland. Man. Yeah.
Sunshine.
Yeah.
And my worst of the weekend, Dan, is the continuing love affair that your good friend, Jim Nance, has
Hello,
with
friends.
Scottie Scheffler in the PGA Tour. I'm tired of him, you know, constantly pulling for Scottie Scheffler. Anyway, we'd love Jim Nance, but frankly, I've had enough of his, had enough of it.
Okay. Tad has had enough of it. He went from sunshine to raining on Jim Nance's parade. I watched the tournament. I don't know if I found Jim leading us on with Scottie Scheffler. I think you have to acknowledge Scottie Scheffler because he can come back and win, and he finished second. It's not like you're rooting for somebody who's Michael Block. You know, this is Scottie Scheffler, who might be the best golfer in the world. By the way, Rory McIlroy. Woo! And then when Jack Nicklaus says to him, hey, we need to sit down and have a chat. Basically, you have all this talent. You got to get in the right mind frame. Because watching that was a meltdown. It was. And it has been for Rory. Let's take a break. We have our play of the day up next. We'll update our poll results. More phone calls. Reggie Miller a little bit later on. Check in with the Nuggets and see if their broadcaster, Scott Hastings, will give 100%. If he's ready for the NBA Finals, he'll join us as well. We're back after this. I brought in a bunch of old tapes. Now, I don't know what's on it. And Seton goes, well, why don't you send it to Legacy Box? Then maybe there'll be a big surprise for everybody. I thought, well, okay. I don't know how long ago I shot these videos, but I think we all have a bunch of videos that are just laying around and we're not quite sure what's on those tapes.
What if we just, so you don't know what's on them, do you feel comfortable just like randomly showing one on air, sight unseen?
Sure. No, there weren't those kind of videos back in the day. Not in my house. Legacy Box. You can save right now. They have a tape sale where you can easily access those memories and protect them forever for only $9 a tape. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. Shop their $9 tape sale. So film reels, faded photos, all those videotapes. LegacyBox.com/Patrick and unlock this incredible offer. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cowan Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Brother, left side, got it!
Check this out.
Work on the right side. Kicks it out top to Duncan. He moves it to his left to Lowry. He wanted to give it back, but held on to it. Pulling it back. Six on the shot clock. Lowry uses the BAM screen. Right back to BAM! Ah! Threw it down with two hands!
And one.
Top. BAM!
That's courtesy of Jason Jackson, our good buddy. 790 The Ticket. Heat Radio Network. Bam Adebayo is the third player in Miami franchise history to have at least 350 points, 180 rebounds in a single postseason. He joins LeBron James, who did it twice, and Shaquille O'Neal. That is your play of the day, brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. They do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Doubled. Cash back from trips and restaurants. See terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Get some more phone calls coming up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Al in Atlanta. Al, welcome back. What do you have for me?
Good morning, Dan. Best of the weekend. I ran my first triathlon after losing my eyesight, and it was great. Worst of the weekend, had to listen to that annoying Arizona Diamondbacks, like, happy time song. It was so great when Rosario hit a grand slam to shut them up last night.
Okay, who ran with you?
My personal trainer and guide, Chris.
Okay. How difficult is that? What's the most difficult part where you're running and you can't? How much vision do you have?
Oh, I have none. It's just kaleidoscoping colors.
What's the toughest part when you're trying to run that far?
Definitely the swim.
Oh.
The run's the easy part. The bike's the easy part. The topping on a tandem. But the swim is crazy because the tether and other people, and it's hectic. But we made it through.
Well, congratulations, Al. Always great to hear from you, and thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. That's Al in Atlanta. By the way,
Anybody want to try to top his weekend?
No, I don't think so. Nothing athletically. I nearly drove a par four, but that's about it. Yes, Seton.
I was a little disappointed that Al didn't say that he found our show after losing his eyesight. But
oh, yeah, because normally that's what it takes for somebody to go through a debilitating injury.
Yeah.
And they're like, I've been sitting on my couch for the last couple of months. I can't get up and change the channel.
I've been training for this triathlon, listening to you guys. That's how I found the show podcast. But.
Yeah. It's better than I thought.
That's okay, though. That's more about me than it is you.
However we get an audience, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
We're very lucky. We're in 390 cities, Peacock streaming partner, and whatever benefit we can be to you, that's our goal here. Mark in Virginia. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Longtime listener. Been watching your show for about 10 years, but been busy, and now I have a brand new 2-month-old, and we've been watching your show religiously for the last couple of weeks. And I want to say that for the best of the weekend, my wife got the chance to travel to Chicago to watch your girl Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And she had to go without me, but I think we made it through just fine over the weekend by ourselves. And I was wondering, have you guys ever had to watch your firstborn all alone without your partner being there?
Well, I don't know if I would phrase it that you're watching your baby. You get to be with your baby. I remember when my wife had our fourth child. So we had four under the age of 7. And I took a week off from ESPN. And I said, "Hun, where do you want to go?" She goes, "I want to go to Italy." I said, "Then you go to Italy." And she said, "You're going to watch them all." And I go, "Yes, I am." Because I wanted a show. We can do it. Guys unite. We can do this. And everything was great. I mean, the house looked horrible. It was a mess. Laundry, dishes, all of that. And that was just me, my stuff. And then you factor in the kids' stuff. But I wanted to, say to my wife, yeah, got it. Only one mishap. An entire week. Only one problem. I'm serving the kids' TV dinners. They're downstairs watching in the basement. I'm watching a Disney movie. Everything is good. I'm going to make it through clean. And next thing I know, my daughter comes up and says, "Dad, you got to come downstairs." I said, I'll be down in a minute. Okay. 2 minutes later, "Dad, you got to come downstairs." "I'll be down, Grace. I'll be down there in a minute." Okay. Came back up. She goes, "Dad, okay. I'll come downstairs." I come downstairs. The entire room is filled with smoke. My son, I had built him a fire, was fidgeting against the flue. Like he was standing there and he closed the flue. The kids didn't get up from eating their TV dinners, watching the Disney movie, and you can't see because it's full of smoke. Well, fire alarm goes off. Fire department shows up, and they come in, and they go, "You got to open the flue." I don't know why there's all that smoke backing up, because the fire had been going for a while. They said, "You have to open the flue if you're going to build a fire." And I go, I didn't close the flue. So at that point, the fire department is there. I'm downstairs talking to them. Phone rings. My daughter picks it up. My wife's calling from Italy.
Of course.
And she says, "How's it going?" She goes, "The fire department's here." And then she goes, "Put your dad on the phone." And I'm like, "Hey, hon, why is the fire department there?" "Oh, we just had a little mishap with the flu, but I could have gotten through unscathed. But my son closed the flu." And so now when the fire department drives by my house, they do the dark, 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 dark. I go, "Okay, I got you guys. Thank you." Yeah, very funny. Very funny. But yeah, if you can do that for your wife after she's had a baby and she gets to go someplace and then you take care of everything, you're golden. It's great. She comes back. Everything's good. You understand what she's going through. It's all good. All positive. What, Marv?
Oh, no. I'm not doing that for my wife, but that is amazing.
You should. Yes, Paulie.
And she has to go first on her girl's trip.
Yeah.
You can't be like, the baby's 5 weeks old. Dude, me and my dude's got to go to Vegas. Can I get a couple weekends?
Hon, I'm exhausted listening to you get up in the middle of the night to feed the baby, okay?
I'm not even napping anymore. I need a Vegas weekend. Help a brother out.
By the way, the response has been wonderful. with the you taking over Marvin's Cookout playlist. This week, we have the iconic Vegas headliners, Elvis, Wayne Newton, Tom Jones, The Rat Pack, and Celine Dion. Just like with my plan from Verizon, putting you in control of your phone plan, you're in control of Marvin's Cookout playlist. So we're going to let you vote on that. And then on Friday, Marvin's playlist will be one of those iconic Vegas headliners. Yes, Marv.
Let's go. I'm excited. This is a good one right here. Some stuff I'm unfamiliar with, like the Rat Pack. I know who they are, but I don't know many of their songs. I know Tom Jones, and I know Elvis, obviously.
And Celine Dion.
Oh, obviously. But
and Elvis. I mean, come on.
I said Elvis.
Okay.
But Celine Dion, besides the Titanic song, I'm not that familiar.
But that's all you need.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
It would be kind of awesome if she won. It would be. In a funny way.
Funny?
What, yeah. What's the Titanic song?
Yeah, far wherever you are.
The heart must go on.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
In parentheses.
Yeah.
Heart must go on.
Yes,
Tom. Remember that story about 2 years ago that like a seventh grade teacher decided to show Titanic to a bunch of kids, and the kids had no historical knowledge of Titanic, what happens? And they're watching a movie like, well, this is so much fun. It's a love story. And then Jack Dawson dies and the boat goes down.
Wait, he dies.
These kids are all crying.
He can't die.
It's awesome.
Bonus nudity in a school movie, too.
Whoa. Yes.
Shout out, teachers.
That was great.
Yeah. 1 hour in the books on this Monday. Hour two coming up.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.